Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's going to be a fun show today. Going to talk a little bit about trust and how we, if you're like me, you're probably losing a lot of trust, and certainly in the government. And so I will begin the program by asking this: how did you build your foundation of trust? Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I believe psychologists will tell you that most people begin building their foundation of trust through their parents. Now, I haven't studied this. I'm certainly not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I have to believe that the people around you that are the first points of contact for you, I mean, it just makes common sense to me that your parents would be the people that you would learn how to trust. And I did study a little bit of psychology in college. I took a semester, course, one semester, and it actually happened to be one of my favorite courses. And I do know this, that in the Maslow hierarchy of needs, the basics of getting your food, your clothing, your shelter, etc., comes from your parents, and that's where you build a foundation of trust. If your parents are protecting you, you trust them. So I think just for the sake of this discussion, I'm going to go with my gut and say that your parents are where you get your view of trust. That first idea of what it means. You don't, it's not defined for you, but you just know that they're somehow they're going to feed you, that you're not going to freeze to death. When you get cold, they're going to put something over you. When you're sick, they're going to come and care for you. But think about how some people get their world views when they have no one who loves them like a parent, which means someone who loves them unconditionally. Isn't that what parents do? I'll tell you this. I watch a lot of serial killer stuff. I know. So do you. Some of you do too. Don't act like I'm crazy. Don't look at me like, look at Kevin, I'm a serial killer, crazy man, crazy radio dude. No, I love those kind of shows because I'm fascinated by the human mind. And I'm fascinated more when the mind goes off track. What makes someone decide it's okay for me to take that person's life and then multiple people's lives? And I'm not talking about random stuff where you just go around do over drug deals and stuff like that. I'm talking about the guy that can rationalize getting close to somebody and saying, I want to eat them or whatever. You get what I'm saying? Because to understand that mind, you then get to peek into the ideas around leftists and their politics. It is the same demented thinking that ruins these people's minds for politics. And I think it all revolves back to this idea of what can you trust. You hear leftists say all the time, trust the science. Well, how do you trust the science when your idea of gender is that there's no males and females and there's X number of genders and sexualities and the craziness of it all? Trust the science. Look at anything they say trust with, and it is followed by a lie. Going back to the serial killers, the parental trust is so deep that parents of serial killers actually love them. They give a whole new meaning to hate the sin, love the sinner. Wow, I mean, but I watched the Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer thing, and his dad knew what Jeffrey was, knew what was happening. And I've seen others where the mom is like, I know he's a serial, I think I was a sister of Dahmer or somebody, maybe it was Gacy, and she says, you know, I know my brother's a serial killer, but I love him. You know, now she might love him because he grew up protecting her and she trusted him with her. How many women, you know, are married to these crazy folks? But they say, look, I was able to feel his comfort. I remember the dude who was the big-time mafioso hitman. I think they called him the Iceman. And he said, you know, he could kill indiscriminately, go home, and he'd love on his daughters, and he loved his family. I watched the special. These people trusted him implicitly. He would never dream of hurting them, but he could hurt other people with absolutely no remorse. But what else do we learn to trust? We trust our siblings, as I just described. People are immune to the serial killers can have this overwhelming feeling of destroying something else while they protect their own. I'm building this up to the Biden family, folks, and how the leftists can rationalize destroying other people's lives but protecting everything around them, this cocoon of trust. So who else do you learn to trust? Do you trust relatives? Sure. You have a cousin that, you know, that takes you in and shows you the ropes. You learn to trust them, even if that cousin does bad things. One of my cousins went with another one of my cousins on a dope deal, and they both got sent to prison. But the younger one, he trusted him. My cousin said, hey, let's make a run down to Florida where he was going to pick up some dope. And my younger cousin said, sure, man, I trust you. You know, he trusted him. He both ended up in prison, club fed. Business partners. You trust them. You don't go into business with people you don't trust. What about the government? You trust the government? Was there a time you trusted the government? Because there certainly was for me. I trusted the government. I trusted what they said. Get your dip debt, you know, all the shots they told us to get. I got them. I don't know what's circulating in my body. I don't know what their idea was. It certainly didn't sterilize me. I have, you know, four boys. So I could, you know, I look at it and say there was a time that I trusted them, even though they did the Tuskegee experiment on black folks. I still trusted them. And even though the FDA is, you know, is approved every drug that suddenly got banned, I trusted. You know, I'd hear that
it's FDA approved. It's government approved. It's expert approved.
But suddenly my trust is beginning to wane. And here's what I'm going at. I can't, from a parental perspective, I was obviously raised by my grandparents, but I trusted them. And if my grandmother said certain things, I believed it. But there came a point where I knew they were wrong. I knew, okay, I can no longer trust the information I get from them. And part of that was a growth. It was a maturity that occurred. And here's my question to you guys, another one. Are you experiencing this growth and maturity now because you've learned through the school of hard knocks that you really can't trust the government? They don't necessarily have your best interest in mind. They're not good parents, are they? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're talking trust today, folks. Yeah, pilgrims. And my question, I have a lot of them, by the way, is there a hierarchy of trust? Because as I sort of offered in the first segment, I think our trust begins with our family, our parents. And it radiates outward. If you have siblings, you learn to trust or to distrust them in some cases. If you have big brothers and big sisters that maybe sort of took advantage of you, what have you. But we gain these sort of trust value system, and it expands out as we get, you know, get older. Do you trust your friends? How do you determine a friend? I would venture to tell you that your trust of people is how you determine your friends. If you can't trust them, they're probably not going to be your friend. Same could be true of a business partner. And then it expands out from there. And then the government comes in, this other daddy, if you will, that says, trust me. Trust the science. Trust the experts. Is there a hierarchy of trust? And then I'm not sure if I asked this question earlier, but has your trust level changed in anything? If you were in a bad relationship, I would venture to tell you your trust of certain people, you know, your trust of women, your trust of men, depending upon, you know, who, what your flavor is, but probably changed, and it could have changed based on a relationship. How much trust you put in that other person and that you carry forward into something else. It's a deep subject, even just on the parental level, because when you consider how children grow up, if they're raised by no parents or if they're raised by bad parents, how do they view society? How do they trust? I mean, don't you think a kid who's been raised sort of latchkey in the streets and has watched essentially all of man's inhumanity to man is going to grow up very distrusting, not wanting to believe what they hear, not wanting to believe what they see. I mean, I can tell you from the work that Melissa and I did with adoptive kids, when these kids would go stay with other families and they would be given this, what would really be a luxurious lifestyle compared to living on the streets or, you know, going from home to home. And, you know, we screen these adoptive parents pretty heavily. So you get these kids into a nice setting and all that. And you know what they do? They steal. They hoard food. They do things like this. And you ask yourself, why are they doing this? And the reason is they don't have trust. Let me ask you, why do you think people are prepping right now? What used to be laughable in terms of preppers are now people that you kind of respect. You're like, you know what? I may have to prep. I cannot tell you a number of people I've run into who say, Kevin, you know what? With my husband and I, my wife and I, were starting to prep. Bought a bunch of rice. Waiting on the zombie apocalypse. Well, why is that? It's because of the trust. Why is there a run on the stock market? Why was there a run on the banks recently? Once we started wondering, are these institutions where we're putting our faith, are they trustworthy? What about colleges and universities? How do you feel about them these days? Do you really, are you that anxious to send your kids to them? The number of people that I've talked to who say now, you know what, Kevin? I don't care if my kid goes to college. In fact, I would prefer it. Holy crap, man. 2 decades ago, it would have been sacrilege. I could have reported them to Child Protective Services. Everybody wanted their kids to have a college education. And now we concede, you know what, I don't know that I want them to have that. How do we go from having that level of trust to our, you know, our various institutions, banking, the stock market, the higher ed, and I could go on. How do we go from having this level of trust to not having a level of trust? And if you watch how trust works, the left are so good at manipulating it, they want you to, you know, send your kids to school and stuff while simultaneously dumbing them down. They want you to believe in law enforcement while simultaneously demonizing law enforcement. Look at how they play the game. See, that's how you develop the strategies. You ask yourself, how are they playing the game? So I'll ask the question again. How do you view society? How do you view the ills that are happening in society, and if you don't have trust in them, where do you think that lack of trust comes from? Is our lack of trust creating many of the ills of society? Because I believe that's the case. And I want to begin a more in-depth discussion by talking to you about this prominent behavioral scientist from Harvard University who once led a study on, you ready? Honesty. And now she's facing allegations of academic dishonesty after investigations into her research have reportedly indicated the results might have been fabricated. Now, I tell people that we have this thing, organization called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And it's a 501c3. And one of the projects that we have going right now is looking into all of these so-called experts in their fields these fields of social justice. Like, we didn't out him, but we found a story of a guy at Florida State University who did exactly what I'm going to be talking to you about with this chick, Francesca Gino. And this guy, essentially, his premise was, all black people are being oppressed and cops are beating us down and all the other nonsense you've probably heard about. And now people are starting to question, they found out that his research was using flawed data. And it was a snowball effect. And it came up with one of my donors because I said to him, he said to me, Kevin, I want us to work on getting rid of tenure in colleges and universities. And I said, no, I'm always trying to take on these tasks that are impossible. I said, I'm not going to do it. I don't think we can get rid of tenure. I said, but I do believe that we can get rid of professors who are fudging and faking their data. And when I talked to a group that studies this, they said, I said to them, I believe you. I said, I'm just going to take a guess, but I would venture to tell you somewhere along between 60 to 80% of data that these people use for this stuff is fake. And the guy who runs the organization said it's much higher than that. It's probably in the 90%. And I went, get out of here. He goes, no. And his group is one of the people or one of the groups who outed these people, and they've got hundreds, if not thousands, of examples. And so I said to myself, now that's the way we get academia. We show that all these studies, these so-called peer-reviewed studies and things that they talk about are complete bupkis. They're lies. And that's what we want to maybe focus on. Anyway, Francesca Gino, author on multiple behavioral science studies, published in peer-reviewed journals, has been accused of fabricating the findings in a 2012 paper that she co-authored with three of her peers. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. We're going to put it into the context of the Bidens because that's where it all fits.
Radio show. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The combination of bad weather and understaffed air traffic control centers creating about 3,700 cancellations and delays around the USA. The worst of it in the New York City area. More stormy weather set to hit the Midwest late today and then head east. North Carolina Republicans will not be allowed to keep the congressional district map used last year that the state Supreme Court ruled was gerrymandering. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will not reverse the state court. It struck down the GOP contention that state legislatures have the power to limit state court authority when it comes to some election laws. Serious tragedy for the family of NASCAR great Jimmie Johnson. The parents of Johnson's wife, Chandra, and an 11-year-old nephew of hers are dead. Police in Muskogee, Oklahoma, say Terry Janway killed her husband and the couple's grandson and then killed herself. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Francesca Gino, she co-authored multiple studies, behavioral science studies, published in peer-reviewed journals, and she's been accused of fabricating the findings in a 2012 paper co-authored with three of her peers. She purportedly found that when people made a pledge of honesty at the beginning of a form versus at the end, they were less likely to be dishonest when filling it out. In 2020, three of the co-authors on that study, including two other researchers, presented the science world, they say, with a new study calling into question the results of the 2012 findings, as they had been unable to replicate its results. In 2021, three investigators indicated the results of at least one of the experiments in the 2012 study pointed to fraud. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm talking about trust and trust in institutions, trust in the things around you, trust in your beliefs, trust in your belief system. What forms your basis of trust? And I think this is an important question because what it ends up showing is that if you have built a good foundation of trust, then it's much more unlikely for you to be fooled. I think I could easily get grant money and prove all these things with legitimate data. Now, why would Francesca Gino do this, go to Harvard and lead a dishonest study on honesty? Why would she do this? Well, look at everything around us. Look at what's going on with Hunter Biden. Look at what's going on with Joey, but a brain dead. All these things that are completely blowing our idea, our foundations of what is reality and what isn't. And it's in my opinion, it is an attack on sanity. I'm going to read. I want you to understand that I'm going to put this into perspective right now. Merrick Garland was almost a SCOTUS justice. I want you to imagine that. The most crooked AG in modern history. I didn't think it could get any worse than Eric Holder. And here now we have Merrick Garland, who is openly lying and protecting the Biden family, the Biden criminal family, the Biden crooked family, openly. Jonathan Turley wrote this. He says, I have a column in The Hill on the growing controversy surrounding the investigation of Hunter Biden, and he previously wrote on the failure of Attorney General Merrick Garland to restore public trust in his department. Now, why do they need that? Because I asked you earlier in the broadcast, do you trust the government? Do you trust the government more now, or did you trust them more 20 years ago, 30 years ago? I trusted, I can tell you, my faith in government, my trust of government has diminished geometrically with each decade. I don't trust them. I trust foreign news sources better than I trust our own news sources. I trust when our government says we must go into Ukraine and protect them, I say we should do the opposite. That's the level that I trust the government of this country. And I bet many of you feel the same. Anyway, Turley goes on, as such, the authority of Congress to investigate is at its apex. If the U.S. Attorney General David Weiss was denied the ability to bring charges in two other jurisdictions and was denied a request for a special counsel status, Garland's past statements to Congress stand contradicted. Alternatively, these whistleblowers who offer detailed accounts, including names of other witnesses, have lied to Congress. That he's saying if Merrick Garland is right, then this Weiss guy is wrong, and so are the whistleblowers. And he says despite the unanimous vote opposition of Democratic members on the committee, the House must move forward and demand answers from Garland, Weiss, and others. It should also finally call in Hunter Biden, if necessary, under compulsion, to end the obfuscation over these messages. The solution to which, he says, he calls it the 7% solution, is a congressional subpoena. Now, he goes on to say why he came to this conclusion. I'm not the deciding official. Those five words, allegedly from a Delaware U.S. attorney, David Weiss, shocked IRS and FBI investigators in a meeting on October 22nd of 2022. This is because, in refusing to appoint a special counsel, Attorney Merrick Garland, had repeatedly assured the public and Congress that Weiss had total authority over his investigation. IRS supervisory agent Gary Shapley Jr. told Congress he was so dismayed by Weiss's statement and other admissions that he memorialized them in a communication to other team members. Shapley and another whistleblower detailed what they described as a pattern of interference with their investigation of Hunter Biden, including the denial of searches, lines of questioning, and even attempted indictments. The only thing abundantly clear is that someone is lying. This is what Turley's writing. Either the whistleblowers are lying to Congress, or the Justice Department officials, including Garland, are lying. I'll leave it to you. You tell me. Who do you think's lying? We're talking about trust here. I can tell you without even flinching, doesn't even take me 2 seconds to say it. Merrick Garland and the DOJ are the ones lying. Okay, maybe it took me a little over 2 seconds. I don't know. But I think you get the point. It says the response from both Hunter Biden's counsel and the attorney general himself deepened the concerns. Christopher Clark, an attorney for Hunter Biden, responded to a shocking WhatsApp message that the president's son had allegedly sent to a Chinese official with foreign intelligence contacts who was funneling millions of dollars to him. I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment has been made and not been fulfilled. Tell the director I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or a text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my directions. I am sitting here waiting on the call with my father. It's pretty clear. And look, I'm not telling you anything you don't know here. I'm trying to help sort of, I don't even want to say bridge the gap. I think you're bright folks. But I'm trying to put it into some contextual fabric that maybe makes us all look at it differently. Because let me tell you, there is nothing here that we can trust. We have a government that has been weaponized, and we say it's been weaponized against us. Okay, fine. But there's also another way to look at it. It's been weaponized for the Democrats. Now, when we talk about weaponization of the FBI, I don't really care about it in the classic sense. They should have all the tools prepared to capture criminals, bad guys, ne'er-do-wells. The problem is our FBI isn't doing that. Our FBI is running interference for the Democratic Party, and because of our zeal to make sure that the country runs white, right, I'll get these words out in a minute, we're allowing the Democrats are dictating to the FBI what to do, and they're attacking us because we're saying, you're not running this country the way we want you to run it. You're not running it based on a way that we can, you ready? Trust you. Do you trust Joe Biden to really get us out of the Ukraine situation, etc.? In fact, this Russia story about the coup, the Russian troops are rushing in to get Putin. And I don't know if you saw the story. You'd have to live under a rock not to. But, okay, let's say you saw the story. Did you go, oh, my gosh, Putin's going down. Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you this. It made me take pause. I had to go look up the story. So I went and I looked up the story, and I found out, oh, well, the Russians were coming, and then they stopped, and all this. I don't know what the truth is, but I do know this. It took our mind off of all this other stuff. It took our mind off of Hunter Biden appearing at a party with Merrick Garland there. This is a guy under investigation. And again, Hunter Biden and his father, they can invite him to the galas. He's family. But the level of the optics that the Democrats are willing to say, we don't care what you think, is astounding to me. Going back to this, Turley writes, Biden has repeatedly told the public that he had no knowledge or involvement in his son's dealings, which, by the way, we will be talking about this because there's been some slight nuance to the language that some people are picking up on. I, of course, pick up on it all the time because it's what I do. But they're pivoting away from Joe Biden saying, I don't know anything. I've never spoken to my son about this stuff, too. I'm not involved with my son in any of these business dealings. They're hoping that that little line of demarcation is going to be enough for us to overlook Joe Biden saying, I've never spoken to my son about this. I don't think it's going to work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Who was fired for the lies to the FISA court for the Carter Page warrant? Who was fired for that? Anybody? Has anybody been held accountable for your institution deliberately lying to a FISA court to get a wiretap on an ongoing presidential campaign?
There is an ongoing disciplinary process with respect to individuals involved in that.
That was Josh Hawley, senator, who was grilling the FBI over that, because the FBI says, hey, we want to build this big, beautiful facility so we can spy on Americans even better and have lots of new equipment and all kinds of stuff. We want to set ourselves up like China. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Here's Jim Jordan talking about asking essentially the, well, actually he's commenting on FISA and the DOJ And I think it's eye-opening, and it all goes back to what we've been talking about for this entire hour, which is trust.
The number one thing we got to do this Congress is not reauthorize FISA in its current form. We have to have dramatic changes to FISA. This is one of the primary focuses of House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, and I think, frankly, House Republicans, period. So we got to focus on that. And then, of course, the appropriations process. There is no way the FBI should get a new headquarters. There's all kinds of other restrictions we should place on American tax dollars that go to the Department of Justice. Those are our primary focuses. And I think today from Mr. Durham, you will hear why that is necessary, because he's going to give detail and add more color to what we already knew, that this whole Trump-Russia thing was a lie. The dossier was garbage. They used it anyway. They used it to go spy on an American citizen for American citizens associated with the presidential campaign. So that will come out, I think, in a clear form. And there'll be, as I said, some real detail added to what we sort of know already happened. But in my mind, it's all moving us towards the goal of not reauthorizing FISA in its current form, dramatically changing that, and limiting how American tax dollars are spent at the Department of Justice.
Here, here, Jim Jordan. So going back to Jonathan Turley, he says that when Garland uttered that there is no dual standard of justice, that the statement bordered on delusion, and he references polls. He says polls show that a majority of the people now view the Justice Department as politically compromised and even engaged in electioneering and election interference. The level of trust in the department under Garland is now lower than it was under his predecessor, Bill Barr. These questions are not an attack on the institution, but on what some are doing with it. Garland's reaction is akin to doctors responding to malpractice lawsuits as attacks on medicine itself. That's a great analogy, by the way. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. He finishes with this. As in the past, Garland continued to insist that the public must trust him and his department, because you've all heard me say many times that we make our cases based on the facts and the law. Once again, he reminded citizens, these are not just words. These are what we live by. That's what he claims. You believe it? Here's, I forget who was questioning this FBI. Oh, the dual system of justice. And by the way, that FBI guy that appeared before Congress, he got upset, man. When they would just, you could see it on his face. It was all he could do to try to control himself, not to spit out the wrong thing. It was fun to watch. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched pieces that people sent me. But anyway, here it is. He's being questioned about the dual system of justice.
Let me ask you this. You said in your response to Senator Cruz that you and the FBI do your job to the best of your ability. So why don't you tell me what your job is? Is it to defend and shield Joe Biden, or is your job to protect this country and the Constitution of the United States? Which is it?
The job of the FBI is to protect the country, keep people safe, and uphold the Constitution of our great country. Period. That's what we work to do every day. Objectively, there are not two standards of justice. There is only one. It's applied equally to each and every person.
Perception, there are two standards, very clear standards of justice in this country. We see it every single day. The American people see this every single day. They look at you and they see a politicized entity that is weaponizing an agency of the federal government against the American people.
That is not the FBI that I see, Senator.
That is not the FBI you see. There are a lot of good people that work for the FBI, but you have a political cabal there. So why did you decide to conceal the information in that revelation to the House Oversight Committee? Why did you redact all of that pertaining to the phone calls?
We have exceptional people within the FBI.
You're not answering the question. Why did you redact that information?
And they work relentlessly every day to keep this country safe and to protect people.
You chose not to reveal that the calls were there, and Senator Grassley found it out anyway. Is that accurate?
With regard to the document,
you chose to redact it, yes or no?
We often redact documents to protect.
So you chose to redact the fact that there are 17 voice recordings two of those with the now president. You chose to redact that and not to give that to House Oversight.
I have no idea if there are voice recordings or not. What I will tell you with respect to the document, the document was redacted to protect the source, as everyone knows, and this is a question of life and death, potentially.
My time has expired, but I think it would be helpful if when you came before us, if you were willing to answer the questions, it would help to remove the perception that the American people have, because this is what they see. They see you do it every day, and that is politicizing the FBI and using it against the American people who don't happen to be named Biden, Clinton, or one of the elite.
Welcome back, everybody. Do you find these types of things frustrating to some degree? I mean, that's Marsha Blackburn questioning this guy, and he's giving the standard fluff because he knows they're going to run out of time in questioning him. This is the procedural stuff that gets nothing accomplished, and I'm sick of it. I don't need to know what these people did. We know what they did. The real question for us is, what's the recourse? What are the Republicans going to do? What is America going to do? We have a Justice Department that we cannot trust. We have congressmen and senators whom we cannot trust. They don't have our best interests in mind. They don't want to get to the truth. And look, I'm speaking to Americans on the Kevin Jackson Network right now, listening to me, and you're saying to yourselves, if I don't care what the political persuasion is of the person in question, there is nobody who's above the law. If Trump were guilty of everything that the Bidens have done, I would want him prosecuted. As much as it would pain me to say, oh my gosh, that was the guy I voted for, that was the guy who was my champion, I want him prosecuted. If his family did what the Bidens did, there would be no issue for me. And I don't think there would be for you. But with the Democrats, as I told you, what do? They rally around their liars. They want you to believe in your heart of hearts that what you see, what you can visualize, what's right before your very eyes is the lie. Don't believe it. Here's the truth. I will paint you a new picture of the truth. And when is it enough? When do we finally have enough and say, you know what, folks? You're not going to get away with this anymore. And what does it take for the left to, as I said, admit that what we already know? And when we get into the next hour, I'm going to give you more documented proof yet again. Not that you need it, but I'm going to give you some more that proves to you that the Biden family is a crooked family. They did everything they could to hide what they were doing. And while we're getting prepped for that, I want you to understand this. Hunter Biden gets a slap on the wrist for money laundering, for essentially saying, I didn't claim all this money for the IRS in my taxes, but it's okay, no harm, no foul. Pay it now with somebody paid it off for him. Pay it and it's all done. But it's not all done. You know, Comer is saying, we have more information. We'll play this clip in the next hour, but there's even more information. There's even information about cell phones. This is obvious guilt. And what is it that the Democrats think they're doing? What do they think is going to happen if they continue to erode our trust in the systems? Do you trust the election system? If you're listening to this program, you're probably 90 to 95% likely not to trust the election system. You are what the left would call an election denier, but what in fact you are is a person who wants the truth. You want to know that your vote counts, and that makes you a radical. It does. Anytime you want to get to the bottom of what the left is doing, understand they are going to demonize you. Merrick Garland needs to be impeached. And let's hope that we have a system of justice that will allow for that to absolutely happen.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.